Hey there, brothers. This is Steve Horseman with Good Guys to Great Men. Thanks for being here today. I'm here with my man, John Wayne, to give you a very important message today. That message is how to be a man with personal power instead of just acting like one. I want to share some quotes I heard from men this week. One of them is, "It all became clear for me today, like a switch just flipped. It's unbelievable. I realized what I need to do now." And another guy said, "I finally see the futility in trying to control how she responds to me. My power is in how I respond to her and everything else." That's beautiful. So far this week, I've had two more men reach that light switch stage. And this is where something finally clicks with you that makes all of your struggles make sense. This is the point where you finally see things differently than ever before, and a calm confidence overcomes you. This is where you finally stop freezing in conversations with people, and your thoughts and your words flow more easily than ever before. And you find out that after all your reading and the videos and podcasts, there's something you've been missing. This usually happens about halfway through the Masculine Confidence Intensive program with me, and you'll realize that even I'm part of the problem. Right before the switch flips, you're still looking at your life and relationships as things that are happening to you. And you've been looking at people who seem to have total confidence, and you've been trying to figure out how to act more like them. And you may have been studying about the red pill versus the blue pill theory and alpha versus beta man concepts. And you've been thinking that if you just channeled more, a little bit more of that crap, your wife or your kids or your boss just might respond better to you. But they never do, do they? And why is that? It's because they can see that you still give a crap how they respond to you. You're still giving them the power to make your day a good one or a bad one. And you've been acting like a man of personal value and power instead of just being one. And what does that mean? Now, I think it's actually a good idea to think about role models like Jesus or John Wayne or your dad or whoever you want to emulate. It's good to think about the values and the confidence and the energy that you admire, but don't be a mimic. Don't just parrot the stuff you read and hear. You have to do the work to get your own self-respect and get clear on why other people could be admiring you or should be. Nail down the standards and the boundaries that drive the way that you think, the way that you speak and act. And the very next thing you'll learn in this journey is that what other people think of you and your values and your desires, it doesn't freaking matter. What's more is that you'll learn that they don't want it to matter. They don't want the burden of seeing you react to their opinion of you. Here's what they do want. They want to feel your crystal clear confidence in yourself and what you believe. They want to feel safe and comfortable with your calm and deliberate and pleased ability to live inside your own skin. And they want to experience your gentle compassion coupled with your non-negotiable sense of purpose. They want to see that your happiness is driven by how well you're living in alignment with your values and not by what other people are or aren't giving to you. How do you get there? How do you get that switch to flip? It happens automatically when you do enough work with other initiated men. Man-to-man coaching is not therapy. This is not a deep dive into your past to dissect all the excuses that we all have for feeling insecure or inadequate. This is about finally seeing the truth about two things. How have you been showing up as a man, and how you've created a space that has allowed anyone else to make you feel abused, emasculated, disrespected, ignored, unwanted, or betrayed. And I understand we have all felt those things before. But I'm assuming the men that you admire never complain about how badly others make them feel. That's because they figured out how to be a man who expects and deserves better for himself. He's embodied a set of personal standards and boundaries that drive the way he thinks and the way he feels. He's created a new mindset and a masculine frame that communicates to everyone what he expects of himself and for himself. And his calm, non-negotiable energy is unmistakable, and by the way, it's incredibly attractive. That's where you go when the light switch flips, and that's where I want to take you in the 90-Day Masculine Confidence Intensive program. It's designed specifically for the guy who's ready to flip his switch and grab his balls back and live the life he's always wanted. Our first talk is always powerful, and it's always free. Stay strong, brother. I'll see you in the next video. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.